Good morning, Cody Shamble here with you, and I am talking with Nathan Deming. He has a film that is going to be premiering at the Prairie Cinema here in Prairie du Chien next Tuesday, and that'll be at 5 o'clock with a Q&A to follow. So, good morning, Nathan. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks, Cody. Glad to be here.
Yeah, so talk me through this this movie, February. It's a part of the 75th annual in partnership a little bit with the 78th annual upcoming ice fishery, as far as it's not connected, but it has a lot to deal with what folks will be experiencing at the fishery, and the film about life in Wisconsin and in the harsh month of February, right?
Yeah, so this film is all about ice fishing, so we're really excited to kind of lead off the fest, the ice fishery, which starts 2 days later. With a special free screening of our movie. But yeah, our movie is called February, and it's a part of a larger series. I'm originally from Tomah, Wisconsin.
Okay.
And it's my dream to make a film based on every month of the year, all set in Wisconsin. So I'm going in order. I've made two so far. And this is February, which is all about a Latino immigrant struggling to fit into Wisconsin until finding ice fishing and then making some new friends. And it's a lot more than that, but that's the basic gist.
And so what inspired you? You talked about being from Wisconsin and wanting to make these movies. But why ice fishing with February? Did you grow up ice fishing? Has that been a part of your upbringing? Why ice fishing?
Yeah, well, this larger series I'm calling the Year Project. That's these month movies I'm making. And I want to be really inspired by the month of the year and what it means in Wisconsin. And to me, February in Wisconsin is kind of the doldrums. For a lot of reasons, you know, you're like, you're 2 months past the holidays, you're 2 months away from thawing out. So you have to turn to things like ice fishing to kind of, and I know a lot of people love it, you know, and it's a lot of fun. But those activities you can only really do that time of year. And the rest of the year, the rest of the time that month, you're just inside with a runny nose, you know, like trying to just get through the cold.
Yeah, especially the last few days we've had in the area, it's been brutal for us. So yeah, folks are looking for anything to get outside, including ice fishing here. A reminder that movie February being screened at Prairie Cinema on Tuesday, January 28th at 5 p.m. will be followed by a Q&A, and folks can RSVP as well at februaryfilm.com. And you can go to the screenings tab up on the top, and it'll have the upcoming dates. You'll be in Prairie du Chien, as we mentioned, on the 28th. If folks can't make that, you're also going to be in the area all over Wisconsin for folks around here. La Crosse is another close one on February 6th. But go ahead, plug away any other dates you have. I see a ton of them here on the screenings tab.
Oh, yeah. So after our special ice fishery screening, the month of February, we're taking the movie around the entire state of Wisconsin. Like, nearly every day we have a screening. I'm so excited. We're going all over Madison, Milwaukee, Richland Center, Alma, Eau Claire, Ashland, Hayward, you name it, we might be there. So if people go to februaryfilm.com/screenings, they can try to catch us.
And the important thing, too, as well, this is free, open to the public. So
yeah,
no purchase necessary.
They're all free. Yeah, this whole series I'm doing for Wisconsin. I mean, that's the hope. And the hope is that people will start to look forward to it. So when March comes out in 2 years and April after that, you know, that you guys can be like, oh, he's still going. I want to see where this story is going.
Yeah, for sure. And if, you know, folks, as we mentioned, this is a part of kickoff to the 75th annual Prairie du Chien Area Ice Fishery. You know, if you're unfamiliar with how ice fishing works, but you want to kind of hang out at the Crooked Oar and have fun with those festivities, this is a great way to kind of learn some terminology, learn some things about it to be able to have some fun out there.
Yeah, Cody, how familiar are you with ice fishing?
I'm not familiar with it much at all. I do a little regular fishing, I guess we could call it non-ice fishing, but no ice fishing experience for me.
Oh, it's so fun. I got really into it when we were making this film. And like you said, I think it's a little intimidating at first because there is a lot of gear you can get, but you don't necessarily need a lot of gear. But it's a pretty fast learning curve once you do. And it's a completely different experience than fishing. It's really different and fun.
So talk to me as well. This movie won a top prize at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Talk to me about that experience and how you got nominated for it, and then what did it feel like to win that award?
Yeah, we won what's called a Golden Badger, which I love, at other film festivals is a Golden Lion or a Silver Tiger or something, but in Wisconsin we got the Golden Badger. And we premiered the film there, and that's pretty much the plan I'm going to do for all of these films in my year project series. Is I'm always going to start at the Wisconsin Film Festival and then take it around Wisconsin like this. So it was really fun to screen the film there. Madison's a great town for film loving, and they're just so supportive of Wisconsin filmmakers, so it was really awesome.
And if folks want to catch a glimpse of the film, you have a trailer as well on your YouTube page that they can check out, a minute and a half there, and get a glimpse of the film.
Totally, and January is also fully available and online if they want to check out the first episode in this series. A bit shorter, but it was the start. So that's also available on my YouTube page, and they can also find that if they go to februaryfilm.com.
Awesome. Nathan, one last elevator pitch, one last pitch for folks to come out and see the film on Tuesday.
If you like ice fishing, if you like Wisconsin stories, if you want to support a local filmmaker, and if you want to be a part of something, I think, kind of fun, which is that over the next 10 years, I'm hopefully going to be telling you all a story about our state through these month films, then please come check us out. I'm so excited to screen in Prairie du Chien. My mother was born there, and a special place for me and my family. And we'll be at the Prairie Cinema, 5 o'clock p.m., January 28th.
Awesome. That's Nathan Deming. He is the director and writer of February, that's coming to the Prairie Cinema on Tuesday, January 28th at 5 p.m. The screening will be followed by a Q&A. You can RSVP online at februaryfilm.com, and it's free and open to the public, and helping kick it off the 75th annual Prairie du Chien Ice Fishery. So Nathan, thank you so much for joining me, and have some fun creating these films.
Thank you.